High 76. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 44 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson, a father-son duo with decades of coaching experience, breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron. From inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
And good morning. Welcome in to Thursday edition of Inside the Locker Room. 205-342-9904 is the phone number. As always, download the app, the Tide 100.9 app. Get that on your smartphone. You can take us with you anywhere you go. Email us, wimpandberry@yahoo.com. Yellowwood, pressure-treated pine from Great Southern. Yeah, they bring you the 7 o'clock hour. You want to build the five-star backyard, and Yellowwood would be the only choice for that. Go to yellowwood.com to find the dealer that is closest to you. Good morning, Chase. How are you, sir? Good morning, Dad. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing okay. If you like to bet, and people like to bet on everything, The latest rumor out on the coaching search is that Lane Kiffin would go go to Florida. I'll tell you the reason why. The reason why is the athletic director that they named as the new athletic director there by the new president, I think it is. You can figure it out from that. But that's the rumor that he's leaning more towards Florida than I don't think he's going anywhere personally. But if you like rumors, that's it. I talked with Jimmy last night. I got no information from him. He said that he's staying away from it. I have a feeling what they're going to do is that the athletic director is going to have him a couple of coaches that he likes better than the others after probably interviewing them himself. And then call these money people and say, I kind of got it down to this guy and this guy. You got any favorites of these two? That's my opinion. Jimmy didn't say that to me, but I just kind of take it that's kind of the way it may be done. So, a guy from Tulane seems to have the inside track media-wise because of the success that he had at Troy. And we have other jobs in three other jobs. I think it is vacant in the SEC. So everybody's looking for somebody they think is better than somebody else. So anyway, we welcome your calls there. Seems that the former quarterback at Alabama, Julian Chahe, has moved a little bit ahead in the Heisman Trophy. If you want to talk about that, that doesn't mean anything. Whatsoever. The trophy doesn't mean that much anyway to start with. So, he's having a good year for Ohio State, and the one that stayed here at Alabama is having a good year for Alabama. So, welcome your calls. Barry probably has the line a little bit better than I do. I look at it. It's, I think Auburn's 6.5 point, Vanderbilt's 6.5 point favorite. I believe that's correct. And I think the Alabama thing is 9 or 10, but Barry will correct that. Whatever it is, the LSU thing is. And they put a little bit of a list of people that might be probable. The running back Williams is probable, but I think he'd probably play. So that's really about it, Barry.
Pretty neat article in the Birmingham paper. Nick Kelly, I guess he interviewed Jason Simpson, which is Ty's father, who. Is the coach at Tennessee Martin, and he just talks about the couple conversations that he had with Kalen DeBoer regarding his son. And I think they met when he first got here, and Jalen Milroe was coming off a good year, and I think Coach DeBoer was appreciative to speak to somebody who kind of understood what he was going through with this quarterback decision. So they had a good conversation about that. And Ty decided to stay, and his dad got it. And then the next conversation they had was after Milroe left, and he wanted to, you know how they felt about Ty, and he was a little bit worried they didn't have an established starter that they'd go get a transfer, and he assured them that they were not going to get a transfer, and Ty ends up winning the job and being the guy, and it kind of goes from there. But he just talked about how personable Coach DeBoer was and how good those meetings were, and I got to imagine a lot of those meetings take place, and whatever Coach DeBoer said, he made a college coach who understands he's not just blowing smoke up his butt, that whatever he said made Ty stay. And I think that was important for him to get the dad on the same page. Just, you know, and that's what you have to deal with now with this transfer portal each and every year, isn't it?
Yeah, when coaches talk to coaches, you've got a better feeling about the answers that you get. I think that's the big key.
Yeah, and sure, obviously now as they look back on it, and it's probably hard, it was hard going through it, but, you know, as far as his career and all that, I think they'll think that the right decisions were made there. Even if Ty goes pro after this year, you know, he waited his time, had a great year, and he got to accomplish his dreams, and he's got a lot of bullets still in the gun. He hadn't been beat up, and he's handled this year tremendous. It's been tremendous, and that was one thing nobody knew, and he may end up being first team all SEC quarterback, and nobody would have predicted that at the beginning of the season. All right, get to the Yellowwood hotline. What's up, AC?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you, bud?
Good. Yep. Blessed to be alive. Hey, let me ask. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry. You gonna tell me something? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I hear the promotion, you guys were once upon a time, you guys used to be coaches, right, in college basketball. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. I think this is an appropriate question to ask. So how do you motivate a team in a pregame? Like you have a game at 8 o'clock, for example, 7:30, you go in the locker room. You don't want to make a long speech. You don't want to make it too short. So it's a long season. It's a drag. It's understandable. How did you motivate? I mean, I don't think you guys went, hey, guys, we're playing Arbor and Tigers. We have to win. I mean, they know the obvious. Or we're going to play Georgia, and they're the better team. We're going to play better. I mean, that's obvious. But how did you motivate a team day by day, night by night, to get the message across so they are feeling motivated, energetic, and give you that W? How did you guys do that? Let me hear both of your perspectives. Thank you so much for taking my call. God bless you guys.
Thank you, AC. All right, Dad, go ahead. Good question,
well,
AC.
It's done prior. It's done day by day and week by week. Day by day, really, for each game. But it's done prior to that. You go in, with this, just saying something short. We're ready to play. We've been through this now for 10 days. Right, this football team is ready to play. That's you guys are leading our team. Let's lead us, and let's win. You know, let's do what we need to do. So your speech for me would be very short as we go back out on the field or out on the court, we know it would be long and drawn out in the week getting to that.
Well, I think it, AC, to answer your question, it depends on where you are in the season. If it's the first game, those guys are chomping at the bit to get out there, just play somebody else. And then it depends on how your season's going. Who are you playing? If you're playing, if you're at Alabama and you're playing Auburn, you don't really have to say a lot to get these guys ready to play Auburn. If you're playing a team that your players think is going to be an easy game, then sometimes you have to get up in their business and get them ready and push their. But some games are just automatically going to be ready. It's going to be a full crowd, and so the energy in the building is going to be great. And then some nights, Dad, you play, there's nobody going to be there, and you got to bring your own energy. So it just depends on who you're playing, where you're playing them, as to what you got to tell these guys before you get out there.
Well, remember just what Barry said, LSU at Alabama, big game. The Citadel at Ole Miss, not a big game. Not a big game for Ole Miss, and you got to get your kids ready. They got to win the game. Lose that game and see where you go.
Yeah.
So you've got two examples there, pretty good examples. Citadel, Ole Miss is, you know, Ole Miss almost got their fans beat for another game where they almost got beat. So,
yeah, I would say last year, you know, Oklahoma was a bad team. It was towards the end of the year, and Alabama went up there and thought they were just going to roll out there and beat them, and they didn't get themselves ready. That same situation, LSU's coming to town. They got a bunch of turmoil. Nobody thinks they're any good. Everybody, they're predicting the score. So they got a – the coaching staff's got their work cut out for them to make sure these guys – and it comes from your leadership as well to make sure these guys are ready, because LSU is good enough to beat you if you're not ready to play. And it's a game where you could overlook them with Oklahoma the next week because you think, they're just not any good. They're no good offensively. We got a good defense. And then all of a sudden, they get a couple scores and they get confidence, and you let that horse out of the barn, Chase. It starts running. Sometimes you can't get it back in. So, good question, AC. 2-minute truck. They're at 1330 Martin Road East. That's where you go pick up your boxers, your packing supplies, whatever you need to make this a smooth move. It's local, out of town, out of state. No problem. Let the professionals handle it. Give them a call today. For the free estimates, 205-247-5050. 2 men in a truck. Movers, who care?
Here's what's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good morning. It's Mary Kay from the Town Square Media Newsroom. And a cold front will move across Alabama on Friday, bringing a threat of severe weather, including a marginal risk for West Alabama. And Alabama versus LSU this Saturday at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Find out what to expect weather and temperature-wise with our hour-by-hour guide at TuscaloosaThread.com. And as you prepare to cheer on the Alabama Crimson Tide, find out what Alabama head coach Kalen DeBoer had to say during his Hey Coach show headed into the Bama LSU game. Plus, get the scoop on the Week 11 SEC Power Ranking by tapping the Tuscaloosa Thread app.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center, and we continue to move at posted speed in most areas. Looking at Greensboro, that's a little on the heavier side right there, 10th Avenue, and you're also looking at some delays starting to thicken up on 43 southbound, moving on to McFarland.
Fluffy, irresistible Kings of Wine sliders that make them a winner on game day. Pick some up this weekend in the bakery or deli section of your grocery store. Kings of Wine, there's nothing like it.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance and is back.
Contact Courtney White at 205-242-5127. NorthRiverTimberCO@gmail.com. North River Timber Company.
Tide 100.9. Tuscaloosa weather.
Sky partly to mostly sunny today, the high 75. Tonight, increasingly cloudy with a low at 52. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A chance of developing showers and thunderstorms, the high 73. A small chance of a shower Saturday, the high 76. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 54 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The flagship station for Alabama Crimson Tide football.
Alabama touchdown.
Only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. Pressure treated bomb from Great Southern. If it doesn't have that yellow tag on it, you certainly don't want it. To the Yellowwood Hotline. Good morning, Philip.
Morning, my friends. How y'all doing today?
We're good, man. How are you?
Good. I got something I was going to see if y'all saw, and then I want to make a comment, see what you thought about my comment. It was First of all, I wondered if you saw that Josh Pate sort of put out an endorsement for Gruden to get the Arkansas job. I didn't know if y'all saw that.
No, I didn't.
Gruden?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if X is right. It's like Virginia Tech wants him, and then all of a sudden I think his agent put a stop to that and made people think he's going there, and it's making Arkansas wants him, and so they're up in the money trying to see if that they're going to get the money right. So I think he's playing a couple of, I think not Gruden, I'm saying, but James Franklin's playing a couple of these schools against each other, if he is indeed their number one candidate. Gruden, maybe. He's a football guy. Ain't no doubt about that.
Yes, he is. He is. I enjoy listening to him. A lot of people don't, but I enjoy listening to him. And the other comment I wanted to make, and y'all sort of touched on this a little bit. I'm not saying our team is, but I think our fan base is extremely overconfident about Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, extremely.
Just based on what you hear on the radio?
That and just, you know, the things that you see, in text form on different websites and things like that. You just sit back and read it, and while you're drinking your cup of coffee or whatever, and you think, man, we are extremely, extremely overconfident.
Well, that kind of led me to what I said about on AC's question, how do you get them ready? Hopefully they're not listening to the fans. I know the coaches understand this, but sometimes can you get to them? That's where good leadership, I think Ty Simpson gets to those guys, and I think they listen to him. I'm sure there's some guys on the defense that they listen to and that kind of understand. You've done all this work to get to this point. If Alabama wins two of the next three SEC games, they're going to the playoff. And so you got to take care of, if you take care of business this weekend, then you're in business. Because I think the Oklahoma game is going to be really tough, to be honest with you, Phillip.
Oh, I agree, Bear. That's going to be a tough one. And as far as the basketball goes, you know, I noticed where KenPom's got us underdogs in the next four games. You know, I understand that, but I also will say, now Wimp was at the game the other night. I defer to him on this, but our freshmen don't really act like freshmen, so I'm kind of optimistic going forward because of the way these freshmen have acquitted themselves. But I'd love to hear Coach Sanderson's comment to see if I'm anywhere remotely close.
Well, I you know, the reason I really don't know is I don't know the abilities of the other teams they're playing very well. I haven't done a very good job of really studying, you know, how good – I know a couple of them are pretty good name-wise and record-wise. They say to be very good, but I'm not sure. I think Alabama's got a really good team. I think they got these young kids the freshman kids are good, and they lack an inside presence, and that they catch up with them, start the games. That's the only factor that I would say that two of their best players did not play the other night. They're good shooters. Kip Marbert didn't play, and the other kid didn't play. So a little bit hard for me to gauge them in that game with not all of them there. I would say the negative part would be inside presence, hopefully. And when I say that to you, Phillip, I mean rebounding, getting able to get more threes, to get better shots, putting back threes. Rebounding is huge, and it's never talked about, but it's going to be big. So we'll see. But I'm not sure how good the teams are that they're going to play, but I'm sure that they aren't good. Or he would.
Well, KenPom. I give Nate Oates, I guess I give him credit. It'd scare me to death to play this stretch of games right here. All right, they got a bunch of new guys. They got St. John's in the Garden, so KenPom picked them to lose that. They got Purdue here that will exploit these freshmen. Purdue is here until he had them losing that one. They're going to Chicago to play Illinois. That guy's tough as nails to go play Illinois in Chicago, and then they got to play Gonzaga out in Las Vegas. You're saying St. John's, Purdue, Illinois and Gonzaga.
They'll win at Gonzaga. They'll win at home against Purdue.
All right. So, but those games are not. I mean, you could play good and be 1-4, Philip. And so, just to play a stretch of games like that, it's difficult. It's difficult to me. Mm-hmm. So, but we'll find out. You know, these other. I think Arkansas's got a big game. They're playing at Michigan State Saturday. So, and obviously Alabama's playing St. John's. Did watch North Alabama played Mississippi State really well the first half last night. North Alabama's pretty good, but Mississippi State got them in the second half pretty good. But not many of these teams are challenging themselves like this right now, and that's a tough stretch. So, I don't know. Right. We'll see. We'll know a little bit more about it after this four-game stretch for sure.
We sure will. Well, it's great talking to y'all. I appreciate you taking my call like y'all do because I do work, and I appreciate y'all always willing to let me talk to you. I really do. Thank you.
Thank you, Phil.
All right, thank you.
All right. I don't know. Just that tough stretch. You know, you're trying to get some new guys in, find their roles, and when you're playing St. John's, Purdue, Illinois, and Gonzaga, and then you got to play UNLV. You're playing them in Vegas as well. That's tough.
You're playing for money. The money factory is what comes into the play at Vegas. It comes into it big, and you can't afford not to take that kind of money for your team and to get up better players down the stretch. So, I would say that playing Purdue here at home is a winner for them, and I would think. They can certainly win one of the games in Vegas. I don't know about the rest.
Well, they have three in Vegas. But the first two are Gonzaga and UNLV. And
the one thing it does for you is that as you get down to the end, and of course, Alabama's very fortunate to have an athletic director who's on a selection committee, along with getting Martin Newton on there too. Is it gives you a little bit of a plus. As far as getting in as to where you want to get when time comes to getting into the NCAA tournament.
All right, Thomas Rypshak, go to thomasrypshak.com. You can see all the meal plans they got there. They got great vegetables there. They got the great beets, the barbecue pork. They've got the ribs, the chicken, the fish. You like the catfish, they got that as well. Great puddings over there as well. So if you're looking for catering, go to the website or give them a call at Thomas Rypshak. They'll take great care of you. And tell them that Wimp and Barry sent you. All right, we'll get to break here and get to JC. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center, and we continue to move at posted speed in most areas. Looking at Greensboro, that's a little on the heavier side right there, 10th Avenue. And you're also looking at some delays starting to thicken up on 43 southbound, moving on to McFarland.
The Tide Tailgate Show is presented by Pearl River Resort, DCH Regional Medical Center, Two Dimes Tuscaloosa, and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. You're listening to Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry, only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Greeted by them from Great Southern. If it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you certainly don't want. All right, it's Thursday, so we'll get right to the Yellowwood Hotline. He's the owner of thebigspur.com, has several podcasts he'll talk about at the end of the segment. Joins us every Thursday, 7:30. JC Sherbert. Good morning, JC. How are you, buddy?
Hey, JC.
Good morning. Great to be with you guys today. I hope you're doing well.
We're good.
What was your opinion of the selection of the teams the other day? the brackets and so forth? Any displeasure or pleasure with that?
It was okay, you know. I didn't really mind it. I still think they kind of get caught up in the number of losses a little too much rather than the strength of schedule. And, of course, they're going to point to some anecdotal examples that, oh, we didn't really do that. I know a lot of people are upset about Notre Dame, you know, just because of their schedule and probably because they're Notre Dame. But I think Notre Dame's a good football team. And they lost by three at Miami in the first game of the year and won Texas A&M, who's, you know, got a case to being the best team in the country right now. So they handled their business. So I didn't have a big, huge problem with that. I think they better be careful because they could get passed. If you have some of these two-loss teams in the SEC that have, you know, big games left, like Oklahoma, you know, they could knock the Irish down. But kind of question BYU and Texas Tech being up there, but that's probably going to take care of itself once we get to, you know, this weekend, should they play each other in Lubbock. And maybe play each other again. So I think we're tracking towards ACC and Big 12 probably being one bid lead this year, just by looking at it. It seemed like a better process. I'm still not completely thrilled with it, you know, because I just question a lot of, you know, things. But so far, so good. You know, I don't really have a huge. I mean, like, I would probably be upset if Indiana played the same schedule they played last year, and they were two, but they don't. They went to Iowa and won. That's tough. They went to Oregon and won, and they're beating the crap out of everybody else. I think Indiana's a better team this year than last year, just looking at them, like, by far. And I think Indiana could compete for the whole thing. I mean, I think they're that good this season. So no big problem with anything. Just waiting to see how it shakes out, which it will, because you have a lot of teams that have to play each other. You know, you got to have a winner and loser.
Yeah, you know, Georgia Tech's rolling along, and then they go and drop that game. And just, I don't know, it just seems like they should be. And of course, they haven't really beat anybody, but you can't blame them that Clemson's not good. They can only beat the people on their schedule. They're 17. I'm not saying they should have been up there, but if Oklahoma, you know, they're off this week, they're 12. If they come in here and play Alabama, and let's say they play them to a 3-point game and lose, is that fair to knock them out of the playoff? They're kind of right there on knocking on the door, but you come lose at number 4, Alabama, in a really tight game. These SEC teams, man, they're going to chew each other up here in the next month or so, aren't they, JC?
Yeah, because the good news for Oklahoma right now is that Missouri's quarterback is out. And that's good for them and A&M, because Missouri's got to play. They both got to play Missouri. And that's going to change what Missouri can do offensively in theory. And then LSU and all the problems there. Obviously, Bama and Oklahoma both have those guys to play. But, you know, I think Oklahoma's got a chance. The thing with them is they need to pull for Michigan to keep winning, right? And they need to pull for Ole Miss to keep winning, because that's the loss. And, you know, pull for Texas to keep winning, because obviously that's that. But I'll say this, Barry. I mean, I don't think they're going to get in with three. But if they only have two and they beat these teams LSU, then they absolutely deserve it. I think they're a good football team. I really do. I think a lot of people are overhyping Tennessee a little bit. Tennessee, again, was fortunate with the schedule they played. And it seems like everybody really good they played, they have lost to. And also had some close ones with Arkansas and Mississippi State, you know, so – I'm not sure about – I mean, I think the Vols are a good team. I just don't know that they're this quality win. But, you know, Oklahoma going on the road, it's tough to win it but anyway. So, hats off to them. But, I think the story of Oklahoma is yet to be written. That loss to Texas, man,
And I don't know, you know, you look back on it, they lost 23-6. They couldn't score. Mateer still doesn't look like himself. You did have Michael Hawkins Jr. there that started in that game last year. You just have to look back and wonder a little bit, guys. You know, maybe they could have scored a little more, been in the game, and maybe won it had they not been playing a quarterback that really couldn't throw that day. So I hate to say they kind of did it to themselves, but maybe they didn't. But I would, you know, looking at that, that kind of, you know, clearly they were just like, well, he's not ready, but we'll just go shoot our shot. And then, you know, you lose at home to Ole Miss, and that puts you behind the eight ball.
This is not the committee's fault because it's, you know, when you have to take a group of five team, Dad and I talked about this yesterday, but if you have, in my opinion, if you have one that's not in the top 25, then you shouldn't have to take a group of five team. When we think about Memphis, who lost to UAB, you lose to UAB and they're going to possibly make this playoff there. I think there ought to be a stipulation. You ought to have if a group of five team is in the top 25, you have to pick them. But if they're outside, I don't know. But I'm sure they're going to still include them in the playoff. Your thoughts about that?
Sure. Oh, I agree. I think the group of five needs to have its own playoff. I think it's ridiculous that they, you know, it's almost embarrassing how they sit there and lie to everybody and, you know, talk about how they're part of it too and saber rattle with lawsuits for the one team to get in and blah, 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 blah. And it's all about money. I'm like, well, hey, why don't you just go make your own money, invest in your programs and make an attractive, more attractive product? You know, most of those schools in G5 now, a lot of them used to be FCS powers, especially in the South. You know, I mean, Georgia Southern and App State, let's say you're a fan of Georgia Southern, used to play for national championships and win them. Same with Appalachian State. Now, unless you go undefeated, or have one loss and all that, you're going to the bowl game in Montgomery and hoping for it. Or the Boca Raton Bowl is obviously fun, but, you know, you're just looking for a minor bowl. It doesn't make any sense to me. I think everybody would tune into a group of five playoff. I think it'd be fantastic. So I think that. But, you know, you're right, Barry. If you just don't really have anybody all that good, you know, you're basically putting a team that isn't good by comparison to anyone else in over a team that is. And that doesn't make any sense. I think eventually somebody will pop up in there. The other problem with that is the way they rank. You know, they're probably looking at G5 teams and going, you know, well, they got two losses. Well, who are they to? Well, they're the two Power Four teams. Oh, well, they still are behind this, you know, Washington or somebody. So I'd have to dig into it a little more. I tell you this, if a team like South Florida wins the American, or you some of these teams, I don't think you want to play in the first round if you're a Power Five, unlike last year where everybody mistakenly thought Boise State was this great team and they weren't because they played Oregon close when Oregon was struggling. By the way, so did Idaho during that time. I think this year's group of five team could end up being a little more dangerous for certain schools.
Yeah, that.
Everybody in the SEC is looking for a coach. Our listeners are interested in the Auburn situation. Rumor has it that Lane has shifted from LSU because of naming a new athletic director that I don't think is suitable to Florida. I don't think he's going anywhere. I've said that the whole time. Auburn, Sorrell, but Tulane might be a leader, not a big name, but Alabama ties. Anything's on that at all?
Yeah, you know, a lot of Auburn folks I talked to want John Sumrall from Tulane, like you mentioned, and he's the gambling favorite. You know, he was a guy that, you know, North Carolina kind of tried to go down the road with him last year. What I've always heard about him is a Kentucky grad. I thought that's where he would head. Now, He is from Northern, I believe he's from the Huntsville area, if that's correct, or he's from Alabama. You know, you guys are from there. You know, it's special. Even if you went to Kentucky and left the state, the Alabama and Auburn jobs in that state are special to everybody that grew up there. It is a fact. And so I think there's going to be a draw there for him. If I had to put money on it, I would say I think he would be the guy. And that's even if. Ironically, Kentucky beating Auburn may have saved Mark Stoops' job for another year and may keep them from getting the native son. How about the grad, the alum that they
have? Yeah, sure.
But he's a heck of a ball coach, you know. I mean, sometimes guys at the lower levels work out in the SEC better than maybe somebody like Jimbo Fisher that's got a track record. So you get that new blood. You got a guy that's going to get in there his first power job and be aggressive. And like I said, he's been a winner at Troy. He's won it. He kept Tulane rocking and rolling. So that would be who I would have my eyes on if I were Auburn. Kenny Dillingham from Arizona State. Now, he's at his alma mater right now, but he has some ties there. And speaking of Jimbo, if it gets too hairy, don't rule out Jimbo Fisher, DJ Durkin, their defensive coordinator and interim coach, getting that job.
Jimbo Fisher? Wow. Oh, my God. I hope not. I can't listen to him. I think this Tulane this weekend's at Memphis. Auburn have a close eye on that. They go over and Memphis blows them out.
Oh, good grief, Barry.
I'm just saying, you know what, that'll put a bad taste in those Auburn people. Oh, God, he went and blown out. I mean, if to get this job, he's got to at least go over there and be competitive, doesn't he, JC? Or does that not matter?
I don't think it matters.
Really?
But I don't think they're going to get blown out by Memphis.
Well, they may not.
I think it's going to be a heck of a ball game.
But if I were going to hire him, honestly, I would call his agent. That was my guy, and I'd just say, look, I'd work it out, and I'd make him leave now just so we can start getting everything in place. We can start working on these receivers so we don't
play Memphis.
And just say, hey, your Memphis is your last game. You can let somebody else coach those last three. I'd go get him now and not
Barry
worry about
it. Barry scared of him.
I ain't scared of him. I'm just saying if he gets blown out, they're going to be scratching their head.
Blown out at Memphis?
I mean, if he does.
Fans react like that. I don't know that administrators do, but so South Carolina, when they hired Shane Beamer, Billy Napier was another candidate for that job. And of course, Muschamp got fired mid-year. It was during the pandemic, so everybody's at home and watching App State play Louisiana. And Napier almost screwed that game up, man. It was not his finest night as the head coach. And the Gamecock fans on the internet were all of a sudden souring on it. I don't want this guy now.
Yep.
And then, of course, he ended up getting the Florida job. Maybe that was a sign of things to come, but it was game management type of thing. But they ended up winning the game. I mean, but they were like, the coaching, whatever. But I don't know, man. John Summerall's track record is enough. Speak to itself. I mean, lots of things go into a winning and losing. But, I mean, Barry, to your point, though, we do live in this world where fans are formulating opinions, and then those opinions get shared publicly. They're like, y'all remember the financial crisis in 2008 where they bundled all these bad mortgages together and all that? That's what the gigantic narrative on social media is like. You got a lot of bad takes that are bundled together, and sometimes that equals something. You know what I'm saying? We've seen it. So, you know, hopefully that doesn't happen. I think if I'm Auburn and John Summerall wants to come coach, that's probably going to be my guy.
All right. Well, just make sure he doesn't get blown out. Alabama, got LSU. Now, last year, they were around this time. They were going to Oklahoma, and Oklahoma had all kind of problems. And next thing you know, Alabama's going out of there with a loss. Is LSU good enough to come in here? They got they don't hate their coach because he's gone. They've had a week to get through all this disarray. Are they good enough to come in here and beat Alabama, JC?
You know, Frank Wilson, their interim coach, you know, he's always wanted to be the head coach of LSU. He's a New Orleans guy. He's going to have a lot of pride with it. Sometimes something like that takes over. You can get a new day. They handed the offense, though, guys, over to their O-line coach, who was I don't know how many plays he's called in his life. He's gotten some titles. He's at Florida State last year and got fired. I'm skeptical that they're going to have this better plan offensively, just to be honest. You know, Sloan, I don't know that it was Sloan's fault. They have offensive line issues, too, and that's a bad recipe for going into Bama and winning. And also, Kalen DeBoer's been really good at home. I mean, you know, if it were in Baton Rouge, you never know what's going to happen, although Alabama usually wins down there too. But I think LSU may give them some anxious moments. The games I'm worried about if I'm them are Oklahoma and then going down to Jordan-Hare at the end of the year, regardless of who the coach is. And it's the seventh consecutive year we've had a unique coaching matchup. And
yeah.
That's an Iron Bowl. Y'all know that?
Yeah.
It's so weird. You know, sometimes things happen down there. Auburn's got a good defense. Alabama has won on the road this year, but they've all been close. You know, I'm concerned. I'm much more concerned about those two games than LSU coming in with somebody that doesn't have a good track record running the offense and having a bad offensive line. They can't run the ball either.
Help me with I think a lot of schools front loaded a lot of money to players before the new NIL rules. I don't even know what the new rules are. New rules came into effect. You had that $600 rule. Then you had the revenue sharing. They're saying that Auburn's playing that game in Atlanta because it really helps them. They moved a home game to Atlanta because it really helps them with their NIL. They get a bunch of money. I don't know how they give that to the players. These guys are looking at these new jobs. They say, well, what's your NIL? Well, isn't it all kind of the same now? If it's the revenue share, it's just what percentage you're giving. Is that $600 rule still there? I mean, I don't think guys are going to make as much as they were making this year because they can't. It was front-loaded. How does all that work, JC? I'm confused.
Well, with this recruiting cycle, what I've seen and the guys – you know, I don't know what's going to happen with the portal. The portal's still technically. So the geniuses that figured this out, right, you know, and there's a conflict between football season and the academic calendar, right? Football's a one-semester sport. But they did the rev share for the whole academic calendar. So you have guys leaving that don't get the money in the spring, right?
Yeah.
So they go to the NFL or they hit the portal or whatever, so that takes some off of it. And then what a lot of schools did was by that deadline when the house settlement went into effect, they just paid everybody up front for the whole season. So, in other words, they're way under the cap. And most schools did some of this to a certain extent. And so now when you have early enrollee freshmen or when you have portal guys that come in for the spring – you can start them and have a little bit more starting point money. So it's another front load type of situation with them because you have more room. It's going to take about a year or two for this all to kind of wash out. And by then, I think these universities and the collectives that are remaining and stuff will figure out how to produce more outside NIL. And then the clearinghouse, I'm disappointed in them. When I read they were backed up like that the other day, I'm like, the least you could do is be confident, right? I mean, come on. And I think it'll work itself out. But, you know, we're probably not going to have the Wild West as much as we did last year, especially with, like, basketball. because that's different.
What do you mean backed up? What do you mean backed up? I mean, I know what you mean.
They're 10,000 deals behind. Like, they can't even approve or disapprove of them in a reasonable amount of time, which was everybody's complaint with the NCAA.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, it's going to be fine. And, you know, some people say it's by design. I'm like, you know, that's not a way to do business. This is a business now. You don't do business that way. You don't just let the clock run out.
But think about that, though, JC. All these schools and all these deals over $600, I mean, there's got to be thousands of those deals they got to go through. They don't have enough time in the day to get to all that.
Well, you need to go hire some people. I mean, hey, there's plenty of government workers available. AI is taking another 100,000 jobs. I mean, there's plenty of folks out there that'll come work for you.
Yeah, but they don't understand.
I mean, I don't feel sorry for them, Barry. They didn't spend the money.
Yeah.
If they wanted to do this.
Yeah.
And it's 100% on them that we're in this situation. You can't go cheap on that. Just like the rest, you know. I mean, that's you heard Dabo the other day.
Yeah.
That situation is about to come to head. You need to go spend the money for professional refs and get some accountability there. You know, you need to have somebody lose their full-time job, not their part-time gig where they're saving up to buy the condo in Gatlinburg, okay? There's too much at stake. It baffles me that you have these people willing to pay average coaches who are clearly average. You know, Brian Kelly, big name, clearly average. $50 million to go away, yet, you know, you've got a skeleton crew up there working on stuff that matters. I mean, and you have refs that, you know, sell used cars during the week. I mean, it makes no – look, I'm sorry. Spend the money. You want to make all this money? Spend it.
So that's – what does Dabo want, though? I mean, does he want to put the referee to have a press conference and let the media just beat him up? I mean, what is, other than them being full-time, what does he want out of this?
I think full time, because when it's your full time job, you obviously can get fired.
Yeah.
You know, you could be fired. And I also think the scoring system that they evaluate these guys every week anyway, that needs to be public. In other words, you know, going into the game, what's his name that made the terrible call at Carolina last year? Jason Autry. You know, Jason Autry's an 86.5 out of 100. All right. So everybody knows, coaches, fans, everybody knows. I also think they need to kind of come up with some stats, like what penalties do they like to call and what do they not like to call? Because then you can game plan and you can coach it too. Well, this guy thinks pass interference is this. This guy thinks it's that. We have the technology to do it. And it all needs to be public. And I bet you can bet your behunkus some of this crap will end. Oh, sorry, we missed it. Sorry, kids. Park's closed. Moose outside should have told you. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Did they miss that call? I thought the Clemson guy grabbed him at that end of the game there on that pass interference call. Did they miss it?
It was offensive. The Duke guy.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it was offensive. The Duke guy mugged him, and then that was kind of trying to get back.
The call was missed.
No, they called defensive, but it was offensive, clearly.
Yeah.
And they did miss, you know.
Oh,
and,
they did miss. Well, that cost them a game.
Yeah, it's been that way all year.
Yeah. So, anyway, crazy. JC, tell everybody where they can find you.
Sure. JC Morgan podcast dropped this week. Talked a lot about the playoffs and all that good stuff. Also, on the Chief Sports app, check out SEC Sunday Night. We had a special pod that we dropped about the rankings this week. Continue to do so. And you can just go to the Apple App Store or Google Play and get the Chief Sports app.
Thank you, JC.
Thanks, JC. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one, fellas.
You too, buddy. All right, that's it for the 7 o'clock hour. Phone lines are wide open at 8 o'clock hour, so dial us up 205-342-9904. We want to thank Yellowwood, pressure treated pine from Great Southern. Always remember, guys, if it doesn't have the yellow tag on it, you don't want it.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Found some trouble on 15th Street westbound at Lurleen Wallace. You do want to watch out for an accident at the intersection. Now, it's got traffic slow, mostly on Lurleen Wallace as you travel southbound on 15th Street. And then we also, speaking of
game, the Tide postgame show is powered by Pearl River Resort, DCH Regional Medical Center, Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and Two Dimes.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Lakers and Spurs went down to the wire, but LA survived 118-116 to extend their winning streak to 5. LeBron James will be progressing to live 5-on-5 reps in practice, but will not travel with the team on their upcoming 5-game road trip. The Trailblazers handed OKC their first loss of the season as Portland survived 121-119, and the Nets got their first win of the season, topping the Pacers 112-103. Nikola Jokic with a triple-double, his fifth of the season, as the Nuggets defeated the Heat 122-112, and the Kings took down the Warriors 121-116 behind a triple-double from Russell Westbrook. The Pelicans had a 101-99 win over the Mavericks in Dallas. On the ice, Alex
Brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HAPPY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HAPPY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Sky partly to mostly sunny today, the high 75. Tonight, increasingly cloudy with a low at 52. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A chance of developing showers and thunderstorms, the high 73. A small chance of a shower Saturday, the high 76. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 44 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're tuned in to Inside the Locker Room with legendary Alabama basketball head coach Wim Sanderson and former SEC and ACC assistant basketball coach Barry Sanderson. A father-son duo with decades of coaching experience. Breaking down the latest in Alabama athletics with the insight only two coaches can bring. From the hardwood to the gridiron. From inside Coleman Coliseum to the heart of Bryant-Denny Stadium. If it's happening in Crimson Tide sports, you'll hear it here first. With analysis, opinion, and straight talk that cuts through the noise. Live weekday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m. on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 a.m. WTBC. This is where champions get their day started. This is Inside the Locker Room with Wimp and Barry Sanderson.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room, Tuscaloosa Toyota. Go to TuscaloosaToyota.com. You can look at all the new inventory. I'm looking at this RAV4. Justin told you yesterday, the number one selling vehicle in the United States, 3.75 APR for the first 36 months. The Corollas, great deals on those. If you're looking for a truck, the Tundra, 2.99% APR for the first 72 months. So great deals out at Tuscaloosa Toyota. He said the lot is full out there with new vehicles, pre-owned vehicles, and they're not in love with any of them. So get by there today. Tell Justin that Wimp and Barry sent you. Go to the website, TuscaloosaToyota.com. All right, your thoughts about the weekend here, and then what are you looking at? Brought to you by Harden Construction. I know they've got visitation for Brian tonight, and the funeral is actually tomorrow, but and we appreciate those guys. But what have you been looking at blue plate wise for this week?
Oh, yeah, I've looked all over, son.
You've about looked out.
Yeah, I've looked and looked some more and studied some more. I don't know. I'm still trying. I'd like to find an SEC team. That's what people like the most. But I'm going to restudy some big games and see if I can find something that I think is feasible. So, I don't know. It's not easy. That's for sure.
Yeah, the Georgia line went up. It's 9.5 now.
9.5?
Yeah, it's up 2 points. Missouri is a 6.5 underdog. Another quarterback was out, so that's news to me. But Vanderbilt, That game could go either way. I think Auburn going there and play loose, play good. Auburn get blown out at Vanderbilt as well. So, depends on.
What's that, 6.5?
Yeah, 6.5. Alabama still 9.5. Florida, 3.5-point favorite at Kentucky. So, there's some, I don't know, we could look at some top 25 games as well. But
Florida's a 3.5-point favorite at Kentucky? I see that.
Yeah, yeah. You like that? Kentucky's bad. Florida's bad.
They weren't bad at Auburn.
They scored 10 points.
That running back at Kentucky ran hard.
They beat Auburn. I mean, yeah, but Auburn 10-3.
Yeah, but he ran hard.
You know, so Jason, you know, with North River Lawn Care, and he's he's actually selling his popcorn now. Did he give you a tub of popcorn? This dude can make some popcorn. It's good. So if you need some popcorn, I'll get you Jason's information. But if you want that lawn done, he can take care of that. You need those beds cleaned up. You need to get that lawn ready for the winter. Jason's your guy. But if you need popcorn, like for Christmas, for Thanksgiving, he got tubs of popcorn, 205-535-5290.
He's giving me popcorn, and I'm giving you steak.
I'm going to have him put you some popcorn. You ain't there now, but put you some popcorn so you can talk about his popcorn. His popcorn.
You get some steak.
I need to go over
now. I just had a text from Tim wanting you to talk about your team. I told him that you were scrimmaging today, and you could talk about the team tomorrow, so don't forget to do that. And also, tomorrow. He asked me to
We mean team tomorrow.
You're scrimmaging today, aren't you?
Yeah, just each other, yeah.
Yeah, so tomorrow you can talk about your team. Well, you can talk about it now. I don't care. And I also wanted to know what teams you thought were good in your division, in your area. So I thought I'll just do that. Maybe I could do that at the end of the show today, what we don't not do.
Yeah, well, obviously Bryant is in my basketball's got to change. We need to go to regions. We're in areas. We only have four teams in areas, us, Central, Brookwood, and Bryant. Bryant's defending state champion. You know, the regions, there's eight teams in the region. So if you did that, I'd give you 14 games because you'd play everybody twice. I'm hoping eventually they'll go to that. But Bryant's really good. Central actually plays tonight. They play Homewood, who I play Monday. That will be Central's first game, and I'm not sure when Brookwood plays. But we got
home, was it home Monday?
Yes, Monday night.
Well, good. I can't get a schedule for them.
We got a bunch of Ty Simpsons on our team. I think guys haven't played a ton, but I think they've been preparing over the years, and these guys have played a lot of ball together. I got a lot of guys. I got to figure out how to play them all. We shoot the ball pretty well, and so we're not very big, but I think
couple of pretty good size kids.
Yeah, we got a chance, I think, to have a good season. All right, let's get to the Yellowwood Hotline. I'll tell you more tomorrow after we scrimmage. What's up, Tom?
Morning, baby.
Hey, Tom.
Coach, how are y'all?
We're good, man. How are you?
I'm good. I hope Northridge has a great year this year. I really do.
Thank you. We got a tough schedule, but we got one of Alabama's, not quite as tough as Alabama's, but pretty tough schedule. But open up Monday against Homewood, and for some reason we're going over in Caledonia, Mississippi on Saturday, but we're playing Red Bay. Red Bay's got like some 6'9" guy supposed to be good, so.
Really?
Yeah. And then the next week, we got Hale County and Sipsey, who's really good. Hale County's got the kid going to Oklahoma. And,
right. I thought he was going to Vandy.
No, Oklahoma. So,
yeah, okay.
There you go. What you got this morning, Tom?
I wanted to ask Coach a question, if you don't care.
Go.
All right, ask it.
The other day, I heard McElroy say that the reason Auburn's defense is as good as it is because everybody that's played them knew that they couldn't score very much. Their offense wasn't very good, so they didn't have to do a whole lot to beat them because they just went in and played them and won, got what they got and got out because they knew they were going to win. Now, he made that statement. You can ask him. I think you go on with him today. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
but I would try to pin him down on that and just see and verify the fact that I heard him right. But the question I got, Coach, did you ever look at somebody and say, you know what, they don't do this particular thing. They don't play offense good. They don't play defense good. They don't do this, that, or the other good. So I don't have to exert energy doing that, and I think I'll still win the game. Do you ever do anything like that as a head coach?
You mean individual versus individual or team versus team?
Team?
Oh, I did. I doubt it.
Did you look at an opposing team and go, you know what, I can do this. I don't have to exert my energy. A bit game plan. That's what I'm asking.
Well, I didn't do that with my team. I may have done it in my mind, but with my team, the team that we're playing is the best team they've ever seen.
I get that part.
I didn't. In my mind, I may have done something like that. If I'm answering you correctly, I may not be answering you quite correctly.
I think that's the answer. I want to hear. Did you? Not the assistants, not the players. Of course, you wouldn't go out there and say that. They'd lay down, and God only knows what they would do.
Well, when I was assistant coach, I had the Auburn game, and I didn't let the head coach or anybody else in there when I talked to them. I had the team meeting myself, and I did the doings myself. And, we already decided the matchups. I knew what the matchups were going to be, but as far as getting the team ready to play before we went out on court, and the day before, I gave them a pretty good lecture. So, I don't know. In fact, Robert Ory called me yesterday out of a clear blue.
I didn't realize his son is playing at UCLA.
Yeah. He called me out of clear blue.
Yeah, my buddy is.
He played for Bonin?
Huh? Yeah.
He played for our coach up there.
Mick Cronin, yeah.
I saw him. He's mad. He's mad about something.
Okay. Robert's always mad.
Well, I did not know he had a son playing at that
time. One of my buddies that I was assistant with at East Carolina, he's an assistant out there. I texted him the other day about it, and he finally did text me back.
Let me ask you this.
I won't tell you what he said.
Do you like him as a coach? I think he's a dang good coach.
Yeah, he's no nonsense. You ain't gonna. He will light you up if you're not ready to play or you don't play the right way. So he's got the. He's a Bob Huggins, Rick Pitino disciple. So
who's that?
Mick Cronin.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this right here. I'm anxious about the LSU game, but I'll tell you what, that basketball game at 11 o'clock Saturday, we're starting out tough.
That schedule. I know who didn't make that schedule. God.
That is funny.
Ken Palm says they're going to lose all four.
They ain't going to get beat by Purdue at home.
Purdue's good now.
That number one in the nation.
I don't make any difference. That's what somebody said.
Are they number one in the nation?
That's what I read.
Hold on, man.
They ain't no number one in the nation. They ain't played yet.
Yeah, they have.
I don't know. All baloney.
They have played.
That's all media crap.
Tom, you're 100% right. Number one AP, Purdue.
Oh, crap. They'll win two out of those four at least.
Purdue's number one. Houston's number two. Florida's number three.
Right.
St. John's is number five.
So what? Hey, you're getting millions and millions and millions of dollars to go to play in Vegas.
Well, I'm getting millions and millions and millions. You're getting a million, not millions and millions and millions.
You're getting 2-3 million.
No, you ain't getting that.
I wish it was where I could make that. I would love to go see Alabama play live in Madison Square Garden.
Go.
We played there and got beat by NIT.
I won 2 NITs in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. We beat Rick Pitino and Jim Boeheim.
I don't think we're going to get him Saturday. Not with what I saw Monday night. I mean, I like our kids.
How do you think Pitino's team is? How good is it? Arkansas played them last time and beat the crap out of them last year.
Last year?
Last week?
Nothing to do with it. I will tell you this. Last year?
Yeah, Arkansas. Players.
What does that have to do with it? Last year? Arkansas beat them 3 years ago. Okay. What does that got to do with last year?
Okay. St. John's will be. We don't know how good St. John's is.
Well, the media thinks they're good. They're ranked on 5th.
Okay.
Well, here's what I'm going by. And Coach, you know this is true. Rick Pitino's a good coach. I don't care if you like him or not. He's a good coach.
I
will tell you this. Rick Pitino will have a system to guard Alabama's system. If you want to watch how to guard it, I would think, and then he'll.
The system to beat Alabama's system has already been shown them, and it beat them.
Yeah, well, but the people don't have Duke's length, and I mean, can't everybody do that?
They switched it unbelievably well.
Let me ask y'all this: Do you think Saturday the people we go to, even the substitute pattern and everything, will that be our number? Will that be our main team that we will watch this year?
Well, he's still evaluating it.
I don't think he knows.
He's mad at that kid from Florida State because he's getting no rebounds. So he feels like he's got enough guys over there. If you don't do what he wants you to do, he's going to put you on the bench. So those guys are going to have to earn their roles.
Hey, Tom, is the cold weather going to affect the Alabama LSU game?
Do what?
Is that cold weather going to affect the quarterbacks in the Alabama LSU game? It's going to be cold.
I think it's going to hurt LSU worse than it does us. Last year, our team, when we went to Oklahoma, the wind blew in our face all night, and we never could adjust. But I think this group, I don't think it'll bother them like it did the
day. It ain't going to be cold.
No, it's not.
Sunday is going to be cold.
Let me apologize to the weatherman then. Excuse me.
Well, the high is 78. Is that cold? And the low is 55.
No, not cold.
Now, Sunday.
Well, during the game, it's in the 60s.
Sunday.
I made a mistake, Tom. Pardon.
Sunday, the low is 34. If they play the game on Sunday night late, then it might be a factor.
Well, I thought the
forecast for Monday night and Tuesday morning?
Monday night, low 24.
Monday night football will be cold.
I got a game that night. Tuscaloosa City Schools, they probably won't even have the heat on over there.
I thought you were playing at home.
I am. But they control all the air and the heat from the downtown. Like, you can't control your own air and heat in your school. They have to control it downtown. Makes no sense.
Trying to save money, son.
Makes no sense. So it'll be hot, and they got the heat on. Guys be sliding all over the floor. It is cold, and they got the air conditioning now.
They're trying to save money.
See y'all. Thank you, Tom. All right. I don't know what we just got accomplished in that segment, but Chase, how you doing, buddy? You all right?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm about to shoot you over some Kellen DeBoer, some Hey Coach.
Kellen DeBoer, you tired of hearing us talk?
No, not at all.
Well, you talk a lot. All right, we need a guest. All right, we'll take a break here. We'll hear a little Kellen DeBoer when we get back. Also, take your phone call. Where's Cowboy? Cowboy, Kaden DeBoer's winning. Cowboy went quiet. Didn't he, Chase?
Of course he did.
Get him, Bryce. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center on Lurleen Wallace at 5th Street. It looks like they cleared the earlier accident, but definitely still some residual. And then coming up to Northport, 69 southbound onto Union Chapel Road, you do have the usual backups. Moving on, east and west.
Testing, free battery charging and replacement. Batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Road tripping, business travel, or bringing your car in for repairs. All great reasons to rent a Toyota at Tuscaloosa Toyota. You can rent the latest Toyota models for a day, a week, or a weekend. Every Toyota rental car comes with 24 hours roadside assistance.
205-737-7373. But hurry, there are only 35 seats. Again, that's 205-737-7373.
Crimson Tide today, presented by Pearl River Resort in Choctaw, Mississippi, online at pearlriverresort.com, and Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, online at tuscaloosacdjr.com, and by DCH Regional Medical Center, online at dchsystem.com.
From the University of Alabama, this is Crimson Tide Today. It's a daily update on Bama Sports, and it's brought to you by Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR. Streaming live each Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Central on all CTSN social media platforms at UA_CTSN. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. As we get ready for Alabama against McNeese State in women's basketball on Thursday, here are thoughts from the head coach of the Crimson Tide, Christy Curry.
We really found a way to kind of gut out a win, really gritty win, you know, to find a way to win down the stretch, and thought that was a real positive. You always want to start the season on a positive note, and I thought we were still able to learn a lot from it, and you can learn as much from a win as you can a loss. I truly believe that.
You certainly can, and we saw Alabama outscore Stetson 20-11 in the fourth quarter. Did you like more of the defense, the offense we saw late in that ballgame?
Yeah, I thought we were at critical stops. You know, we went to changed our defenses more effectively. And I thought that we were able to come up with some loose ball hustle plays and really turn that into offense. So it was good to see, you know, down the stretch, we were fortunate to get some critical stops.
I'll have more in a moment. Hey, Bama fans, each Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m. Central, join us live for Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR. This live streaming talk show features the latest on Alabama athletics with exclusive conversations with Tide student athletes, coaches, and media members giving their perspective on the Crimson Tide. You can watch on YouTube, Facebook, and X, with all conversations archived as well on the Alabama Insider Podcast. Roll Tide with Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR. Join us this afternoon for Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR, streaming live at 2 p.m. Central on all CTSN social media platforms at UA_CTSN. Crimson Tide Today is brought to you by Crimson Drive, driven by NASCAR. Crimson Tide Today is a production of the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Sky partly to mostly sunny today, the high 75. Tonight, increasingly cloudy with a low at 52. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A chance of developing showers and thunderstorms, the high 73. A small chance of a shower Saturday, the high 76. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 52 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Two-time state champion and two-time NIT champion, Barry Sanderson breaks down the latest in sports on Inside the Locker Room on Tide 100.9.
Inside the locker room, right, to ask and you sell, receive. I'll get right to the Yellowwood hotline. What's up, Cowboy?
Hey, dude. Hey, Kevin. Somebody was asking about me.
Yeah. Yeah. We said after Kalen DeBoer started winning, you kind of went silent.
Oh, well, you know, I guess I don't know.
Would you rather Alabama win or be right?
We went over this a month or so ago.
He's trying to stir up. Don't pay attention to him, cowboy.
I know. I was going to call up and say, I think we're going to beat St. John's. Let's be positive.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we got a good alumni base in New York. There's a big group up there, and they got a place they meet. It's only a couple blocks down from Madison Square Garden. I bet we'll have 1,000 people in the gym. What do you think, Coach?
They're probably going to be moving after what happened with the mayor race up there.
I don't know.
They're going to be packing their boxes. Yeah, they're going to be packing up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, hopefully. I don't know how to comment on that one.
Nah, leave that one alone. Why do you think we're going to beat St. John's?
Well, you know, we do well under Nate Oates in these games.
Yeah.
In these preseason games when you don't think we have a chance, you know. And we'll play them to a – with it. It'll be a six-point or less loss, or we'll beat them two or four.
What's the line going to be on that game? I don't know anything about St. John's.
I don't know. All I know is it's at 11 a.m. on Fox Sports 1. That's all I know.
Yeah, well, so all you people that are screaming about YouTube TV, you'll be able to actually watch that game.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I think my major concern is I'm supposed to fly to Alabama tonight. The airline deal, I'm okay, I guess, on American, but coming back, I'm wondering if Birmingham will be shut out coming to Dallas. They'll just knock them out in that 10% deal. Or maybe I feel better about it today than I did. What's that?
10% is not much. 10% of 100 is not much.
No, but you could be in that 10%. But I think Southwest to Dallas Monday probably should be okay. But we'll see.
Are you flying Southwest?
I'm flying over American tonight and coming back on Southwest.
Have you flown Southwest since they've gone to assigned seats?
No, I thought that hadn't happened yet.
No, it hadn't? Okay. I didn't know. I hadn't flown in a while. I used to fly all the time. I don't ever fly anymore.
Yeah, I know you got to call them up within 24 hours of the flight and get in the line number, you know. Sometimes you can call up 2 minutes after and be in the B line. I mean, or you know, go through the internet or whatever.
Do you come in here for the game, Cowboy?
Yeah, but I sold my tickets. So I'm going to wing it and hope it rains. And maybe there'll be somebody cheap.
You reading the weather like that. It's going to rain on Friday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've had people send me weather reports at 70%, and I had somebody wanting to buy my tickets, and I said, I'm gonna move them.
Better not hear Greg Burns say that he'll take your ticket privileges.
Well, that's why my name's Cowboy. You don't know my name on the air.
There you go. You smart.
I could change it to Hopalong Cassidy or something, you know.
Is that Bryce's real name, or is he using a stage name as well?
No, that's his name. That's his name. That's his name. Well, so did y'all ever come up with a blue plate? I tell you who's been winning good. Check North Texas out, Coach. That coach has been doing well there at North Texas. They beat, you know, they beat Navy last week at home by 2 touchdowns, I think. What's Navy that Notre Dame them. Navy line? Do they play tomorrow? I mean, Saturday?
Yeah.
I think they do. You might look at that one.
Everybody says Mississippi State's a covering machine. Is that true?
You know, that Mississippi State Georgia game is going to be like a Saban Mississippi State game in Starkville. It kind of reminds me of the 2017 Alabama game where, you know, Jalen Hurts kind of brought the team back the fourth quarter. I think there's going to be a lot of, you know, emotion for Mississippi State for about three quarters, and then Georgia kind of wear them out near the end. But, you know, 11 o'clock game's different than a night game like we had in 2017. But
so Notre Dame's a 25.5-point favorite.
At South Bend, right?
Yeah, but Navy's 7-1.
I know.
I didn't realize that.
But Notre Dame, they get that running game going, they'll just gut them right up the middle. They're going to try to get some style points somewhere besides those ACC teams they got. Did y'all see where Auburn's going to play Notre Dame in a two-game series starting in 27 and 28? Like, I'd like to go to that Auburn-Notre Dame game.
Why are they doing that?
I don't know. They're not ready to take on Notre Dame.
No, their schedule's tough enough with the SEC. You gonna add Notre Dame at home?
But you gotta play a Power Five team.
I understand but it ain't gonna UCLA, be Notre Dame.
Hey Barry, UCLA dropped them, so they had to find somebody. Maybe Notre Dame was the best they could find. Or the least best they could find.
Yeah,
I don't know
that's
how
not
you
smart.
Say that.
That's not smart. So, anyway.
Well, what's happening in Tuscaloosa down there? Y'all keeping the mayor, keeping the city good and everything?
All right, it's all right. It's a big weekend. Everybody's fired up. Not really, though. It's kind of dead. You would not even know LSU's coming in town. It's kind of dead right now.
That's what I thought. I kind of wish I'd have decided to come to Oklahoma game, but I thought LSU was going to have a good team this year, but after they lost to Vandy, I knew it bottomed out. But did y'all, Coach, I'll ask one last thing. Did you see that kicker's uniform for Oklahoma against Tennessee?
No.
He had on short shorts like a female would wear out at the beach that didn't have a bikini on or something, and no socks. And I can't believe the coach let him go on the field like that. Have you seen it, Barry?
Uh-uh.
I'll send you a picture of it.
Okay.
Y'all have to – it's pretty bad. He's in real, real like short football pants.
Hmm.
And there was these guys doing a common take on it. And it's kind of bad.
All right, well, Cabo, have you a safe flight. You and Bryce going to game together?
I'm not going to see Bryce.
No. Okay.
No.
Maybe Bryce come down here and take you out to eat or something. So. Thank you, Cowboy. Be careful. All right, Dad, let's talk about Bryant Bank before we get to break and get back and get that vinegar tip.
Bryant Bank, outstanding bank, business and personal accounts. Both banker will know you the second time you're in there. He'll be anxious to help the schools. He'll be anxious to help you and be darn sure that your money is safe. You can bank around the clock, which is big, and your money's going to be safe, as I've already said. And I say that's pretty important, so... Go by Bryant Bank. They'll be heard on Inside the Locker Room and open up an account, and you'll please them and us too.
All right, we'll take the break here. Phone lines are still open. We got the vinegar tip. I gave you a tip yesterday about getting that ice off the windows. So if it gets really cold next week, you get that vinegar and that, put that in your car, and you spray it on the window, and it'll take the ice right away, Chase. You listen to Tide 100.9. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Hi.
Inside 100.9 Traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center, moving at pretty much posted speed for most of your area freeways on your Thursday morning commute. If you're traveling on Lurline Wallace and McFarland, that intersection is normal. Also 43, that's thinned out quite nicely here on the northbound, or make that south.
Doctor, if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine, ask your doctor about Tremfya. Call 1-800-526-7736 or visit Tremfya.com.
A national championship team covering a national championship team. The best sports talk in the state. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good.
Well, welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. That's the song for the vinegar tip for this Thursday, 205-752-8500. Whose number is that? Oh, that's Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. You're looking for home, life, auto, renters, whatever you need, boat, motorcycle, any kind of insurance. Michael is your guy. Give him a call today, 205-752-8500. What do we got for this Thursday?
Well, we've been talking about vegetables. We're going to switch over to fish.
Yeah, vegetables are boring.
Well, they are. Everything's boring on this cooking, but we got to do that because it's cooking time, and I'm giving you steaks, and I ain't got anything about
he
this.
Keeps saying he's giving me these steaks. When am I going to get these steaks?
I'm giving you steaks. I don't know why I'm doing it, but I am. Okay. You need to add, if you're going to cook fish, you're going to have to have a tablespoonful of white vinegar. And, you could have an equal amount of sherry if you wish to. That's going to add to the fish and the seafood. Your fry is going to, it's going to make it a lot more tasty. So that's the first little trick there, right there. So do that. Now, I'll give you one more little trick that I shouldn't, because I've got to have my vinegar tips good. If you'll rub fish with vinegar a few minutes before you scale it, it'll make the process a lot easier. So I've got it now where you can get the scales off and have it ready to cook. And then when you get ready to cook it, you're going to put a tablespoon of white vinegar on it, and it's going to make it a lot more tasty. So scale it off there easy as pie if you'll rub some vinegar on there before you start to scale it. And that is your vinegar tip for the day.
Chase, you might need to start looking up some more vinegar tips.
I think they're pretty good. They're pretty odd. A lot of people eat fish.
Yeah. We had some last night. We had some salmon last night. Well, that brought to you by Michael McGuire, State Farm Insurance. Michael knows all about vinegar. Vinegar can clean. It can help your rectal. It can clean food. I thought you had a rectal tip the other day.
Wasn't it? I did. That was the other day. Yeah. Cut me off.
Yeah. Well, vinegar does it all. All right, Chase. Chase spent a lot of time getting this Kalen DeBoer stuff ready here. Who scales fish nowadays? I agree. Thank you. Somebody just sent me that. Talk about the bye week from Coach DeBoer for the team and everything that kind of went on. And let's hear what Coach DeBoer had to say about that, Chase.
That's the better way to put it, a bye week, because you certainly weren't off, I know. But after the gauntlet you faced the last five games in SEC play, had to be nice to be able to work on yourself and not just on the opposition.
Yeah, it was. It was good for the guys, good for our staff. Still a lot of good work getting done, not just about football, but there's recruiting and a lot of that happening. So, but I think most of the staff got a chance to spend some time with their families on Saturday. Sure. That happens probably twice a year or twice during the season, and that's on the bye week. So I know there was a lot of coaches out still even recruiting and watching games even on Saturday, but proud of them, happy just with the guys and the way that they came back this week and ready to work.
All right, let's go all the way down. I want to hear this, how difficult it is to prepare for a team that has a new coach. So they got a new coach. So sometimes new coach, he wants to put his stamp on the team and change some things up, and you don't really know what's coming. So see what Coach DeBoer said about that.
As the interim, how much more difficult does that make preparation, Coach? You know their personnel. It is not as if they're changing everything completely, but there will be some nuances, I would imagine, that would be a lot different.
Yeah, I think a new play caller, guy who's experienced play calling, so it isn't something that's new. So there's going to be different tendencies. There might be a couple different concepts that they're their favorites, especially when you have someone who's been a coordinator before. They really like to go to, you kind of always go back to what you like to do and what you feel comfortable with. And so, but they are still who they are. It's game nine. And so there's a lot of foundational things that are hard to completely overhaul at this time of the year. So I think the key is that they have a ton of talent. Like, they are very talented. I mean, the skill, just the way they fly around the field, the receiving core, it's as good as receiving core as we've seen. That's the way we put it with our guys, that this is the best one we've seen. And I really believe it. You know, you can argue this and that group, but, up front, they're physical. They got some young guys, but they're very physical, very talented up front. And then defensively, I just think they're solid all around, got some guys who can lock you down, in the perimeter, and obviously they can get to the quarterback. So they're a very physical team. It's going to be that type of game. And, they've played every team close. The ones that they've lost, they've played close. And obviously the ones they won, they were in control for the most part.
I know you.
All right. There's Coach DeBoer. Go ahead.
I want you to tell me what Tom wanted me to ask him on this next show. Do you know what he said?
He said that Auburn's defense, that Auburn, the people that play Auburn, think that Auburn's offense is so bad, so they don't really get risky. He didn't say it just like this. Offensively, knowing they don't have to score a bunch of points, they kind of play vanilla. Does that, because they know that Auburn can't score, so that's what makes Auburn's defense look better than what it actually is.
Now, I'm lost. The opponent's defense?
That Auburn's offense is so bad that their opponents know they're not going to score that many points, so their opponent's offense doesn't try to get real creative they won't have turnovers because they don't have to score a bunch of points. And Auburn's defense is not really as good as people think because of how bad their offense is. So you don't have to take chances because you know they're not going to score. So, Chase, the North River Weed Eater Lawn Care Pick, he's 6-9, by the way. He's saying take Mississippi State plus 9.5. He always likes to do two games. And then Vandy, take Vandy minus 6.5. If you want your lawn done, my guy will take great care of you there. He does dad and I. But if you want some kettle corn for the holidays, he can do that for you as well. So dial him up. That kettle corn, now I believe in that. I believe in his lawn stuff too. But dial him up, 205-535-5290. Get you some lawn done and get you some kettle corn for the holidays. You listen to Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports.
Tide 100.9 traffic.
Tuscaloosa traffic now from the Townsend Nissan Traffic Center. Moving at pretty much posted speed for most of your area freeways on your Thursday morning commute. If you're traveling on Lurleen Wallace and McFarland, that intersection is normal. Also 43, that's thinned out quite nicely here on the northbound, or make that southbound.
The Tide postgame show is powered by Pearl River Resort, DCH Regional Medical Center, Tuscaloosa Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and Two Dimes. 95.3 The Bear and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC are partnering with Baumhauer's Victory Grill this season to put you in the best seats in the house at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Sign up online at 95.3thebear.com, on the app, or the Tide 100.9 app. Each week, we'll pick a winner for a pair of tickets to an Alabama home football game. Baumhauer's Victory Grill. With two locations in Tuscaloosa, Harper Lee Drive and Baumhauer South on Courtney Drive. Let Baumhauer's Victory Grill put you in the best seats in the house. With 95.3 The Fair and Sports Radio Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past, that has not been the case. And this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Sky partly to mostly sunny today, the high 75. Tonight, increasingly cloudy with a low at 52. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A chance of developing showers and thunderstorms, the high 73. A small chance of a shower Saturday, the high 76. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 52 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Mr. SEC Tournament Wimp Sanderson gives you his excellent analysis every weekday on Inside the Locker Room, right here on Tide 100.9.
Welcome back to Inside the Locker Room. Right, tomorrow we got Coach Sonny Smith. Also, we'll have the Blueprint Special brought to you by Harden Construction. Need precision, power, and performance. Harden Construction has been delivering top quality steel fabrication and welding and 24/7 crane rentals for over 30 years. Family owned, woman led, safety driven. 205-759-1337. Unfortunately, Brian's funeral is tomorrow. They have visitation, I know, tonight, so I know there'll be a lot of people out there want to get there tonight, but I have a scrimmage tonight, so and I think they're actually closed tomorrow just to show respects to Brian. And the more you read about what people, their people's experience with him, what a great man that we lost here in the Tuscaloosa community. So our prayers go out to the Harden family for sure. All right, that's it for today's show. We'll get out of here and make way for the Gary Harris Show. Thank you, Chase, for everything this morning. Be back ready to roll tomorrow. You list a Tide 100.9, 1230 AM WTBC. It's the home of Alabama sports. Have a great day, everybody.
for listening.